talking about forgiveness. Dr. Julie Gounthorpe with us. And before we went into the break, Orlena said that she wanted to share a personal story of forgiveness. And go ahead.
Just really brief, you know, somebody in my life, you know, a long time ago when I was young, had, you know, hurt me really bad and done a lot of horrible things in that circumstance. And it took me years and years, 15 years ago, where I actually showed up on their door and forgave them. And remarkably and shocking, they didn't say I'm sorry, but they did say thank you, you know. And it was very liberating, very powerful, but it took a long time to get there in that scenario. But in another case, you know, there was a situation that happened in my life, also very heartbreaking. And I did not have a chance to forgive them in person, but in my heart, I've forgiven them. And I didn't really understand the powerful effects of it until recently. But it really is very enlightening and liberating from you to let go.
So what do you make of that story?
Well, if I take what Orlena, her experience there, it's understanding that difference between forgiving and condoning what happened. You know, too often people feel that if they forgive someone for hurting their behavior, they are condoning what occurred. If you take Orlena's situation, she wasn't condoning it at all. Condoning means that you accept or overlook. While forgiving is an action, it means you stop feeling that anger or resentment, and instead you replace those feelings with that understanding, compassion, and empathy. It's perfectly acceptable that you never condone the behavior. However, that release of forgiveness allows you to stop carrying the weight of that hurt and betrayal. And that's what Orlena talked about, like that empowering feeling that came from walking away. It's because it creates an internal harmony. So when people get caught in the idea that forgiveness means letting someone who harmed them off the hook for damaging behavior, instead you want to turn that attention inward into what you are experiencing from that forgiveness. It's about making an active decision to let go of that resentment because the resentment harms you. It doesn't mean that you're going to stop feeling hurt. Forgiving is an action that is part of the healing process. It doesn't mean that you're going to stop feeling sad or grief or that you're not going to still cry. There is no expectation that you need to minimize your feelings. And also, I just want to say that forgiveness does not equal trust. So appreciate that you may actively forgive someone, but that doesn't mean that you trust them or that you're going to spend time with them again. Those are separate things.
All right, anything else you want to get in this morning? Good topic, and I would think maybe some families listening this morning may have a sibling, reach out to another sibling and just maybe say, hey, let's mend fences here, not argue or not speak to one another, because I hear that on occasion where family members haven't spoken in years, and I find that unbelievable, Julie. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think, as I said, there's lots of pressures that get in the way of making forgiveness the most common response. You know, and we live in a culture where we're obsessed with villains and heroes.
Yeah.
And while characters that represent good and evil, those can feel very compelling on screen, such broad categorizing of behavior from people is not helpful when it comes to healing. Yes, sometimes we have a very true villain and we have a hero. But at the same time, we have to decide that even that person who's been wronged is going to feel better, even if the villain never changes.
And, you know, real quick, Julie, if you can just mention that just because you forgive someone doesn't, you can still have a boundary. They don't get to come back into your life.
Right. Absolutely. Because forgiveness does not equal trust.
Exactly. Thank you for this morning, Julie. You have yourself a good day.
Have a great day.
All right. Let's go to Jack now in the news center.
Good morning. I'm